Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, David McGilvery, who is an action coach, and his mission is helping successful business owners and executives reach their full potential. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Wayne. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. David draws on more than 40 years of business experience in helping business owners and executives achieve success and realize their ambitions. He founded and operated and sold a $7 million import-export business and was also the CEO of a $60 million import-export business before that. And before that, he was a partner with the accounting firm of Ernst & Young, one of the world's largest accounting and professional services firms. His business experience is diverse. It includes general management, finance, sales, marketing, customer service, procurement, strategic management consulting, accounting, auditing, and human resources. And he served clients in many industries, including private sector, publicly held companies, and not-for-profit. David knows the ins and outs of owning and running a business and all that it entails. So tell me, how did you get into business coaching? How did you start this whole business coaching idea?
Well, after I went through the series of things that you just enumerated, I was trying to figure out what to do. So I considered other businesses that I really knew nothing about. And one thing led to another, and I finally decided, well, the thing I really know the most about is business. So why don't I try becoming a business coach? And for me, it's a chance to give something back from what I've learned over the years, and also an opportunity to learn a great deal more, which I've done since becoming a coach about 5 years ago.
So do you enjoy being with people? Do you enjoy one-on-one counseling sessions?
Oh, absolutely.
So how does business coaching work? How do you go about the task of getting a business coach, and how does it work?
Well, it depends on what the client needs, but normally it's kind of like filing a flight plan.
Okay. I'm not a pilot. I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right.
For the non-pilots in the audience, what do you mean?
You got to figure out where you're going. What's the destination?
All right.
And that's not so easy. It sounds easy, but it requires a bit of introspection.
Okay.
You have to figure out how you're going to get there. And then you have to work. Then we work week to week to make sure that they stay on course.
So it's more like sailing because there's a lot of winds.
Kind of like sailing, a lot of winds blowing. That would be another good analogy.
And why would I need a coach, or why would anyone need a coach?
You'd need a coach for two things. One is knowledge, and I don't mean that people that run businesses don't have knowledge.
Okay.
But new knowledge, new things, new ideas, and accountability.
So when you say knowledge, what kind of knowledge would you impart to another business owner or somebody who's just looking for business coaching?
Knowledge of leadership, knowledge of team building, knowledge of systems, knowledge of different ways to market your business, how to position yourself.
And the accountability side of things, how does that work?
The accountability side is being there as your friend, quote unquote, to make sure that you stay on course and get things done on a week-to-week basis so that you arrive at the destination that you chose in the first place.
How do you motivate people to become accountable? Because I know that it's kind of like piano lessons. I remember taking piano as a kid, and I love the piano. I love musical instruments, but I never had the discipline to sit down and really practice.
Sure. Well, what I try to do, Wayne, is to motivate people, try to show them the benefit of what they're going to achieve, keep reminding them, keep painting the picture about what the vision looks like. And I find that I get pretty good results with that.
So who does coaching really help then?
Coaching helps people who have an open mind to learning.
Okay.
And who are willing, more than willing, 10 on a scale of 9, of 1 to 10, they got to be flaming 10s, really willing to make change to get a different result, to try something different to get a different result.
So if somebody's sort of doing well as they're going along in their lives, are they a good candidate for a business coach?
They are, provided that they want to get to the next level.
Right. In other words, they may be just doing okay, or they may be doing very well.
Maybe doing very well.
But maybe they could do better.
Sure.
And so your goal is to show them maybe what the next goal looks like.
Exactly.
And help them get to that goal.
Exactly.
All right, I understand. And give me some examples of some of the people that you've helped in your business coaching career. How have you employed all the techniques that you learned as a CEO, as a business owner, as a partner in an accounting firm and doing management consulting? Give me some examples of how people could use you as a business coach and
sure.
how you've been successful.
One example is people who are very successful. They've had the business 25 or 30 years.
Okay.
And they're not sure what they want to do. They maybe want to retire. They're kind of tired of working in the business on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
So how do I take this privately held business that's, you know, it doesn't have any market value on the stock market. You can't just sell your shares and walk away.
Right.
So what do I do with this business? So I've helped people through that a number of times.
So building a business succession plan?
Building really? A business succession plan.
Or an exit plan?
Or an exit plan, exit strategy.
They
truly want to leave the business. Getting the best value that they can out of the business that they have. On the other end, it's all about taking the business to the next level. Say somebody's been in the business 5 or 10 years, and they're at $2 million in sales. They want to go to $5 or $6 million in sales. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a little different. That's a few more employees. That's a few more systems. You have to get things on the who side, which is the people side.
So the question is, what people do you hire first?
What people do you hire first? What do they look like? What is the We call it a scorecard. What are the exact outcomes you want the person to have from that particular position? And what are the competencies required for that position?
Do many of your clients who are just starting out say, well, I don't know.
Of course.
And so you say, well, how do you get them to define the outcomes that a particular employee might be willing or able to achieve?
I would ask them to write down the things you want them to do first. We start with that. Okay, now what is the outcome you want to from having them do these things?
Right. And do you ever deal with business turnaround situations where people are struggling?
Oh, yes.
And do you have any success stories where you've taken over or helped somebody turn around a business opportunity that was in particular dire straits? Give me an example of one that
you might have helped. Well, I've got one lady that was losing a substantial amount of money, and I worked with her for a year. We cut that in half.
Okay.
And I was still wondering,
why are you losing
maybe
money?
Maybe you just ought to just close the place down and walk away from it. She said, do you think we can do it? I said, yeah, I think we can do it. And she says, okay, I'm going to keep going. Now she's at break even, and this year she's going to be starting to make some money.
What was the secret? How did you turn her around?
The secret was getting her to realize that in her case, the expenses ran all year long, but revenue only came in certain times of the year.
Right.
So how do we fill in that revenue in those times where it isn't coming in?
In the off season.
And so she's done a much better job of filling in the off season and holding her expenses in line.
That's a great idea. Now, what does coaching cost? If somebody wants to hire a business coach like you, David, how do they go about hiring you, and what should they expect to pay?
Well, I've got some clients that would pay me, say, $500 a month on the low end, and mm-hmm. a couple that pay me $5,000 a month on the higher end. So it just depends on the level of work that needs to be done, how many times we meet, how much work I'm doing with the team as well as the owner of the business, because eventually you got to get the team lined in line with what the owner's thinking is.
So you're not just dealing with the owner. You may be dealing with the owner's team and actually
sure.
coaching them as well.
Actually.
So, and it's also a cost-benefit analysis, isn't it, to some
mm-hmm.
degree?
Absolutely. I never take on anybody as a client until we sit down and understand very clearly what the outcomes they want to have from coaching and what is the value of those outcomes. Then the next step is to determine that the value is much, much greater than the investment they're going to make in coaching. So they're going to get a rate of return that's 5 times, 10 times what they put into coaching.
And they should. I mean,
and they should, absolutely.
Because what you're doing is helping them realize their ambitions, realize their dreams. The idea of becoming a coach, I mean, I don't think anyone can become a coach. You really had a lot of experience before you did this. Tell me about some of the things you did as a partner at Ernst & Young, which is a massive institution, you know, international organization, that you were able to do there that you were able to translate into some of the things you do today as a business coach.
Well, I did three things as a partner. One was accounting and auditing, and that obviously translates into helping people understand their financial statements, get a good bookkeeper, get monthly reporting, and understand what they've got, do forecasting and so forth. I also spent a fair number of years in human resources, which helps me on the people side. And the third thing I did was strategic management planning, which was the front end of coaching, finding the destination and the strategies, but I didn't stay there week to week to help them execute and hold them accountable.
I see. So now you do.
Now I do, which is much more rewarding because while the plan can be sophisticated, but it's not, a big book. It can be written down on a piece of paper, one piece of paper.
Right.
But so, it's the execution of the plan that where you really get the results.
It's a business plan. I've been involved with startups all my career, and at one point I left practicing law and went in with a startup as the CFO and had to do a business plan. And we spent so much time on the business plan that we stopped focusing on the business.
Exactly.
So your message is do your plan, but do your implementation.
Do the implementation. Start right away on something. Get something going.
Get going. And stay focused.
Don't spend all your time polishing the plan.
What kind of experience did you get as a founder of an import-export business and the owner of an import-export business that you also can translate into benefits for some of the clients that you represent?
Well, I really understood meeting a payroll, watching your cash flow, making sure that sales were going out the door and that sort of thing. So it's really living through that experience. I can feel their pain, some of the businesses that I work with, because I've been there.
Do you have any challenges that you've faced as a business coach yourself? I know some of your clients are constantly facing challenges, and you're helping have them overcome those challenges. But what challenges do you face most as a business coach that you have to deal with on a day-to-day or
week-to-week
basis?
Well, the biggest challenge for most people in business, including me, is getting more business.
Okay. So, and how do you do that?
Well, I do that in a variety of ways, mostly through word of mouth, referrals, personal
contact.
From
satisfied clients, right?
I do a lot of speaking engagements, give presentations, workshops, and that sort of thing. So it's mostly being out there.
Being out there and
being
active.
Being out there and being active. Let people see me. Let people hear what I say.
Why did you go into coaching? What motivated you to do this?
Because it gives me an opportunity to give back what I've learned over the years. It provided an opportunity for me to learn as a coach, and it's something I can do as long as I feel like doing it.
And what motivates you the most as a person and
learning
as a
new
coach?
Things. I just love to learn new things. I'm always reading books and listening to CDs and tapes and whatnot. And as soon as I absorb the information, I either do a presentation on it, develop a presentation that I give a number of times, and I also use the same principles with my clients. So as soon as I discover something new that's going to help them, I take it to them and we get going.
Are you seeing any trends in the economy today as a business coach who works a lot with, I guess, smaller companies and entrepreneurs as well? What trends are you seeing today that you can tell the listeners about?
Well, there's an air of cautiousness because of the recession that we just went through. So people are a little more skeptical about spending extra money and that sort of thing. Another trend is the movement into social media networking as part of the marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So almost all of my clients are getting involved, and I'm getting involved in that as well.
So, and as you get involved in these new trends, you're educating yourself, the clients are educating you, you're educating the clients. It's sort of a give and take.
It's sort of a give and take. I always learn from my clients, and they learn from me. It's a wonderful experience.
That's a good philosophy to have. And we're talking with David McGilvery, who is an action coach and a specialist in helping successful business owners and executives reach their full potential. David, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they go about doing that?
The best way is to call my cell phone, which is 703-819-5960.
Okay. And thank you again for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth. And I wish you great success as an action coach in, I guess, now your fourth career.
In my fourth career. That's right. Fourth retirement, as I call it.
I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth. I invite you to listen in next week when we have another special topic and special guest. I also invite you to subscribe to my blog at blueprintforwealth.org, where we have estate planning, business planning, and tax topics of interest, videos, audios, everything that you could ask for on the topics. Tune in next week and have a great week.